We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Yayinese, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey. Vize Bechinas Hatfus. Rav Nosnal says now we're going to discuss printing and publishing. Shechomal Oleinu Hashem Yisporach Ba'achris Hayomim, whereby Hashem had Rachmonis on us. In these times, in our times, you know, towards the, as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, v'himtzi ba'olam chochmas hatfus, and Hashem introduced into the world the knowledge, the wisdom of printing, how to print svarim, printing and publishing, kedei sheyisrabu svarim kedoshim ba'olam, so that the amount of svarim in the world should multiply, so that we should have many, many sefarim all over the world. Now, Rav Nosson Zal writes about this in maybe 5-6 different places in the Likutei Halachos, that he gives beautiful discussions on this topic. And those that are familiar with his life know that one of the most important activities in his life was printing and publishing the Sforum of Rabbeinu Zal. He took this on as his, you know, life mission to spread, to share this fabulous Torah that he had learned, to share it with the world. He understood that that's one of the main reasons Rabbeinu Zal came to the world, to bring all of this wisdom, this knowledge of Hashem into the world. And Rav Nosson Zal went through a lot till he was able to buy the equipment. And unfortunately, those people that opposed him, his opposition, went so far as to go to the Russian government and get them to close down his printing press in order to block the teachings of Rabbeinu Zal from being published, you know, from being put out into the world. And he went through incredible, incredible struggles and difficulties until he got it reopened and all kinds, and they confiscated the Sforim themselves. In the story of his life, in Yomei Moranat and in the other Sforim, you have information about what he went through on this. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki Omru Rabbi Seinu Zal, because the Gemara tells us in Gittin, Daf Samach, Dvorim shebichsav, iatorishoy lomrom balpeh. Dvorim shebalpeh, iatorishoy lomrom bichsav. That those things which Hashem wanted written down, you're not allowed to transmit them orally. They're supposed to be transmitted in writing. And those things that Hashem said should be transmitted only orally, you're not allowed to put into writing. The Torah shebalpeh, the Mishnayis, the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, originally were taught Baal Peh. They were passed down from rabbi to student, from generation to generation, orally. And it was forbidden to write it down. We'll see, Rav Nosson Zal is going to talk about that. Ki kvar mavoyor she Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebaal peh ze bechinas Moshe v'David, bechinas Torah u'tfila, shem bechinas machshava v'dibur. We mentioned earlier, about a page or two back, that Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaal peh are the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah Shebichsav, and Dovid HaMelech, Malchus, Torah Shebalpeh is referred to as Malchus. In the Posach Eliyahu that we say from the Tikkun HaZoher, there it says Torah, Malchus is Torah Shebalpeh. And there are different reasons why. And also, Tefillah is referred to as Malchus. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the five books of the Torah. Dovid HaMelech gave us the five books of Tefillah, the five books of Tehillim. Shehim b'chinas machshova v'dibur, which correspond to thought and speech, as we explained earlier. Shehim b'chinas hazikoroin v'azhora shel Moshe, which also correspond to Moshe Rabbeinu's job, which is to remind us and to warn us about the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's the Torah Shebichsav. V'hizgabrus lenatzeach hamilchoma, and the one to give us the strength to win the war against the Yetzirah and to actually fulfill the Torah, that's Dovid HaMelech. That's Tefillah. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Sheze b'chinas Dovid. And each one of these two needs the other one. You can't have one without the other. Like the concept of the written Torah and oral Torah, which are both needed. And the the complete Torah is only when you have both. Ve'ein echad b'lei chaveiro, you can't have one without the other. K'moy shekosuv, as we find in Kapitel Yud Tes in Tehillim, the pasuk says there, Mishpatei Hashem emes, tzadku yachdov. The laws of Hashem are the truth. They are righteous together. Yachdov is together. Ukamesha Pirush Rashi Shom, and as Rashi Kodesh shows over there, Ayin Shom. Rashi Kodesh says, if you take a look at the format of this pasuk, Mishpate Hashem, you'll see Hashem's name is mentioned there 5 or 6 times. And in between, each time it mentions the name of Hashem to the next name of Hashem, there are 5 words in between. So Rashi HaKodesh says, this corresponds to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah and the 5 Chumashim. In other words, showing the connection that's Tzodku Yachdov. They are righteous together when they go hand in hand, the written Torah and the oral Torah. Ki Torah Shebichsav B'loi Shebal Peh Ein Lo Shum Shleimus. Because the written Torah, without the oral Torah, is definitely incomplete. Ki ein yoidim shum din, ve'ein la'asos shum mitzvah, b'loi Torah shebal peh. You don't know any of the details of any of the laws of the Torah, and it's impossible to really fulfill any mitzvah in the written Torah without the oral Torah, which gives you the information, which gives you the details how to do it. And so too, the oral Torah, the oral tradition, without being able to connect it to the written Torah, without being knowing the basis for it, the foundation, without knowing which psukim did the rabbis learn this out from, did the rabbis make this up on their own? No, the rabbis were not allowed to make up anything on their own. The Gemara says, there is nothing in the Gemara that's not found in the written Torah. It's got to have a source in the written Torah. Ki kol ikar Torah shebal peh nismach al Torah shebichsav. Because the whole essence of the Torah shebal peh relies on and leans on the Torah shebichsav. Ki Torah shebal peh hi perush Torah shebichsav. The Torah shebal peh is the explanation and the interpretation of the written Torah. Ki leko milsa dole remisa boi raisa. Because there is nothing in the oral Torah that's not hinted to in the written Torah. And the main purpose of the Torah Shebichsav is to serve as a reminder. As the Pasuk says, as Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksoiv Zois Zikoroim Basefer, write down what I'm telling you now, write it down in a book to remember, so you'll remember. This is the concept of the reminders that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us. Shehu bechinas zikoron, shemazkir, which is serves as a reminder. Shemazkir umazhir es kol aver hamitzvos hatluyim b'kanal. As we mentioned earlier, that the name, one of the nicknames for Moshe Rabbeinu is mechoykek, which is 248. Corresponding to the 248 organs of the body, because Moshe Rabbeinu reminds and warns every organ of the body, he instructs it as to which mitzvah it corresponds to, which mitzvah it has to be on top of. Ki ikara hazikoroin bichsav, because when you want to remember something, when you really want to remember something, you got to put it in writing, you got to write it down. Ki bal peh yechonin lishkoyach legamri, because when it's orally, it can be completely forgotten. That's why it must be written, so that it will be remembered. It'll be firmly remembered by the fact that it's been put in writing. We have a zecher of it. And therefore, things that have to be in writing, it's not good enough if you have it just orally. Because the main ability to teach, to transmit something, and to make sure that the other person will remember it, is when you give it to them in writing. Person buys an appliance, They give you the instructions in writing. Why? Even though the storekeeper, if he's a professional, he'll take out the 20 minutes and he'll explain to you exactly how to use it. But that's not enough because he knows you're a human being. You could remember today. You could forget in a week or in 5 years. Sometimes a person buys an appliance. They think they're going to use it right away. They don't. They put it away for a year. They take it out. Oh, I forgot completely what he told me. So that's why they put it in writing. Writing, we know it's there. You can't forget. You can bring it out and remind. Have yourself reminded completely. Whereas those things that have to be transmitted orally must be transmitted orally only. The usur la umram bichsav. And it's you're not supposed to put it in writing. You're not supposed to transmit it in writing. We'll see in a minute why. Because the oral Torah, which we said the main purpose of the Torah Pashabal Peh is to show us how to put the mitzvahs, how to make it happen, how to do it, how to do the written Torah. That cannot be conveyed other than through wording. You have to be told, it's got to be explained to you. Shayidei hadibur peh bigdusha mehapchin hagvuro islach hasodim. Because as we learned earlier, when a person uses their speech, dibur, which is gvura, we have the pasuk in Ashrei, ugvurascho yidaberu. When a person uses their dibur for kedusha, that's how you convert the gvura to chesed. We'll see soon. Sheze ikar nitzochin hamelchama kanal, and that's how the person is zeicha to win the battle against the Yetzirah, against the opposition that tries to block him from fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvahs. We know that Rabbeinu Zal brings in Likutei Moharan in different places that to explain something is called lefaresh. When I explain something to you, so that even though dibur is gevura, dibur we said gevurascha yidaberu, dibur is a tzimtzum. I'm putting it into words. Notice the thoughts in a person's mind are intangible, that you can't put your finger on them at all, right? But we said mipiv dasu svuna. It's through the mouth. The mouth is the pipe, the tsinor, the tzimtzum through which the das, the seichel of a person is coming out. So on one hand, the mouth is a concept of gvura, right? A tzimtzum, a keli. But when I use the mouth to explain to somebody, then explaining lefaresh is to broaden. That I'm taking something, you know, it says put it in there, but it's not enough to tell you put it in there. Let me explain to you what the problems could be in doing it so you'll know exactly how to do it and when to do it. That concept of explaining is an inyan of chesed. The pasuk says, Toiras chesed alashayna, zu haloimei Torah almanasalamda. That a person, what's called Torah chesed? Torah that a person learns with intention to teach it, to explain it to others. That's the chesed. So he's telling us here very briefly, Shaydeya dibur peh bigdusha mehapchin hagvurois lachasodim, as we saw mentioned two, three pages back, which is the main nitzochin. The nitzochin is when you take gvura and you're mamtik it, when you take the left and plug it into the right, as we explained earlier. And therefore it must be communicated verbally. And you're not allowed to give it over in writing. Because what's put into writing is just a reminder. Rav Nosson Zal is conveying a very deep concept here, that a person needs to know that what you see in writing usually is not the whole story. Because it's impossible to put the whole story into writing. If I would want to tell you everything you need to know, let's say a person buys a computer. They're going to tell you in writing I'd have to give you a whole encyclopedia as to how to use it. And they don't do that. They give you a book. The book gives you the basics. It gives you the basic, a basic understanding. Naturally, it doesn't address every single possible different situation. For that, they give you a phone number, tech support. You have people you can call and tell them, listen, this and this happened, what do I do? Oh, don't worry, that happens. We've had something like that. Let me explain to you what do you explain? Why don't you put it in the book? The answer is because the book is Zikoroin. The book is Azhorois. It's a Torah Shebichsav. Can't put everything into the book. as Rav Nosson Zalman can explain. Aval kosher lovo ilidei maisa ilidei ksav. It's difficult for a person to know exactly what to do, how to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah, how to fulfill everything just based on the ksav alone. Ki ef shelavayr b'ksav kol protei hamitzvah v'digdukeho v'chol darkeho asiyos v'adrochem sheyesh b'avodas Hashem yisporach. It is impossible to explain in writing all the details of every single mitzvah and all the different particulars and all the different options and possibilities and how what applies to this person doesn't apply to that, but all kinds of different circumstances and all the different paths that there are in Avodas Hashem. Ki hayetzahara v'cheloisov shenechozim b'chiras hadomim mizgabrim ma'oid b'cholodom. Because the Yetzahara and his armies who are attached to the blood, in the spoiled blood in the person, they work very, very hard. They put every effort they can into battling the person, opposing the person from understanding the Torah or fulfilling the Torah. Umevalvelen daitoy harbe. And they confuse a person a lot. Umezgabren lafoy choemes. And they try very hard to mess up the truth, to get a person to misinterpret the Torah, to not understand it properly, to not know what the real truth is. V'alkein yefsher levayer b'chsav hakoil. For this reason, it is impossible to put everything in writing. This is a very important message to all Jews, because there are many Jews who think that they're going to buy the art scroll this and art scroll that, and they don't need no rabbi. And they don't need a friend. They don't need a chavrusa, and they don't need a rabbi. And Rav Nosson Zalman is explaining to us here the reality that writing alone can't be enough in Judaism and in most other things. You need the verbal communication also. Ki dvorim hanichtovim basefer yefsher lahatoysam in hoemes ulafarshim kiritzayim. Therefore, it's impossible to explain everything in writing. Ki dvorim hanichtovim basefer yefsher lahatoysam in hoemes ulafarshim kiritzayim. Because things that are written in a sefer, you can't change them and explain them any which way you want. In other words, if it were all written down, there wouldn't be any bechira. There'd be no free choice anymore, in a sense. Ukamay shenimtzo kama v'kama shehochfu divrei elokim chayim. As we find that there are many people who changed the words of the Torah, they turned it upside down. Upershu b'Torah shebichsav pirushim zorim, and they gave interpretations to things that are found in the written Torah. Strange, you know, foreign interpretations. Sheloi kedivrei Rabbi Seinuzal, that do not conform with our tradition, with our Torah shebalpeh, with the Gemara, with our vegilu ponim b'Torah sheloi kalocha, and they gave interpretations to the Torah that do not conform with halacha. And they and the people who study their commentaries have come to major kfira, major denial of Hashem or Tzadikim by studying those commentaries on the Torah. We know that, for example, when it comes to the prophets, the Nevi'im, Rabbeinu Zal told us that there are only certain commentaries a person should learn. Only Rashi, the Metzudas Tovim, Metzudas Siyan. That's about it, just about. The Radak, with certain caution, I believe, even. But other commentaries that are found in the Mikrois Gedoilois, we stay away from, because many of those commentaries were, even though they were rabbis who gave their own personal insights, which in certain cases contradicted what we find in the Torah Shebal Peh. For certain things that they said are only allegories, all kinds of different things. Because in writing, it is impossible to explain the truth to completion, to perfection. Can't put it in writing totally. Because when something's in writing, each person can read it how they want. We know many times you two people read the same thing and they don't come out with the same exact understanding, with the same interpretation. There's a very famous mashal that one of my rabbis in elementary school once gave, which always stuck with me, about a father who had an only child and he raised them and he loved them and everything. And then one day the child is already 13, 14, and the father can't be separated from this kid. He loves him. He's so deeply attached to him. But the kid realizes he's getting older and it's summertime. All the kids are going away to camp. And if he doesn't go, he's going to lose all his friends. You know, he has to go. So even though he knows his father, it's going to hurt, he tells his father, "Daddy, please, I know it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt me terribly to be separated from you. But, so the father agrees because he knows it's really necessary, even though it's killing him and everything. The son goes, but the father says, "Please write me every day, every 2 days, you know." The son says, "Sure, Dad, gladly, everything." Son goes away and the father's waiting at the mailbox already. The son just got onto the bus to go to, he's waiting at the mailbox for that first letter already. Letter comes and the father has difficulty with his eyes. He can't read well. So he knocks on the door of one of the neighbors and he says, please, I got a letter. I think it might be for my son. Could you please read it to me?" He says, "Sure, gladly." Takes the letter, opens it up. "Dad, got to camp okay. Everything's okay. Need slippers. Need this." That. The father hears it and he's cringing. He can't believe his ears. His son is the sweetest kid you ever saw. His son never, ever spoke to him rougher. He can't imagine what. The son's away for 48 hours and he's a totally different kid now. Demanding it up. Can't believe what. The father hears it. He doesn't want to say anything to the neighbor. The neighbor goes out and he says, thank you. And the father's in tears. He's crying. What could, you know, what happened here? And he sits on this for a day or two and he's just struggling, brokenhearted. And finally, he checks the mailbox again. There's another letter. One goes to call the first neighbor. He's not there. He's not home. So he knocks on the door of another neighbor. "Could you please help me out?" "Yes, of course. Well, gladly." They knew he can't see. "So can you read that?" "Sure." Opens the letter. "Dad, how are you? Having a great time. My shoes, the slippers aren't there. If you could send me slippers." He just read the intonations were the exact opposite of the first guy. Two guys. The father says, "Wow. Can't believe it. That's my son. You know." And he takes out the first letter and he says to the guy, "Could you read this letter, please? Because I think there might have been some kind of miss." "Sure, I'll read it." "Dad, how are you?" You know. The first guy, "Dad, how are you? I need slippers." And two people reading the same piece of paper, totally different. I'm mentioning this just as a mashal. In real life, in the Torah, there's a Shulchan Aruch, there are people who learn. And there are people who misinterpret. There are people who change it totally from what it said. Two people read it. One guy came out with permissible. The other guy came out with forbidden. The same thing. Exactly. Because in writing it's impossible to explain the truth totally. Each person can interpret what's in writing the way he wants. And it's for this reason, a person would say, what happened? Hashem ran out of ink, couldn't afford the paper. Why this whole hassle of giving the written Torah, and then there's got to be an oral Torah, and there's got to be the rabbis, and why didn't you just put the whole thing in writing? Rav Nosson says, this is why Hashem gave us all the laws and explanations and details, bal peh, orally. Ki mi peh el peh yecholin levayr ulefayresh heitev hoemes lamitoi kol dinei ha-Torah udrochev ha-itzeseh lamitosam. Because verbally, it is possible to explain in detail all the details and all the advice and all the different factors to clarify the emes totally. However, orally, without the written, is also not incomplete. Because if it's only being given over orally, you don't have a base. And you don't have a way of ensuring that you're going to remember. And therefore, as time goes by, the oral tradition could be forgotten totally. Therefore, we needed both, bechsav u'bal peh, in writing and oral. Bifrat, exactly, kedei lishmor, bechsav in writing, u'bal peh bifrat, and in detail, verbally. Kedei lishmor ho'azhora v'zikoroin, in order to guard those azhorois of Moshe Rabbeinu, to make sure they'll be remembered. Kidvorim hanichtovim miskaimim loilam, because things that are put into writing are permanent. The oral is required to be able to explain all the details and all the factors of the laws, and to be able to explain the different paths of the Torah. And that's something that can't be transmitted in writing. It can only be done orally. This is why a person would say it's strange. You know, that why is it that all the schools, the whole education system is books and class? What do you need that for? And today, sure enough, they're getting smarter. They're doing weight classroom. Just buy the books. Do it at home yourself. That kind of thing. But they don't realize that Hashem, who is the ultimate teacher, the ultimate educator, has shown us that real education requires both. You need the Bechsav and you need the Baal Peh. Without it, there's no way in the world you will have the same understanding. There are certain things that can only be given over, you know, in full clarity, Baal Peh. Aval Beravois. So therefore, the details can only be explained Baal Peh. Aval Beravois Hayomim Kishiz Gaber Hagolus. However, as time went by, and the Jews went into exile, 70 years in Bavel, and other exile, and our rabbis were concerned, they were afraid that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten completely from Klal Yisrael, certainly the oral Torah. That's why our rabbis permitted us to even write down the Torah Shebal Peh, the oral Torah. Mishum eis lasos lashem heferu torasecha. As the pasuk says, there are certain times when you have to do something for Hashem. There's an emergency circumstance. We have to do something for Hashem, and it requires heferu torasecha. It requires going against something in the Torah. For what? In order to uphold the Torah. In order to make sure the Torah isn't lost totally. Ki ro shechshash hashikha gorua yoiser. They saw that the danger, the risk of the Torah being forgotten was more and could do more harm to the Jewish people than the concern that if we put it in writing, then people will be able to interpret it whatever way they want. It won't be as clear as the oral. Because the concern about it being forgotten completely was worse. That could have caused a bigger detachment from the Torah, you know, for Klal Yisrael. V'alkein hitiru lichtoiv gam Torah Shebal Peh. And this is why they permitted us to write down even the Torah Shebal Peh. Ach, however, kishekoisvin Torah Shebal Peh tzrichen lichtoiv harbe me'oid me'oid. When we write down the oral Torah, you gotta write a lot, kedei levayer ulefayresh heitev hoem eslamitoi, in order to really explain the truth. Kidvorim hanichtovim besefer yochel akoyri leforsham kiritzayna kanal, because things that are written down, the one who reads it can interpret it unless you really spell it all out clearly. We know that there are people who can interpret it every which way. We know you have this every single day in business. There are contracts written, and there are certain things that weren't specified in detail, and A interprets it this way, and B interprets it exactly the opposite. And they go into litigation, and the lawyers get rich, and the judges get rich, right? Because unless it's really written carefully, or, you know, or unless the people can come to terms, you know. This is why it has to be explained, you know, a lot. with all kinds of different assorted explanations, short explanations, longer explanations, you know, from all different angles. Upirush lapirushim. And the commentaries need commentaries. You have Rashi, and then you have the explanation of Rashi, and then you have Kidei shelo yuchal hatoya litois mehaperush vakavona amitis. So that the person who's learning it will not make a mistake and will not deviate from what Rashi really meant, what the Gemara really meant to say. Ukamoshanu royim, and as we see, shemiyoyim shehizchilu lichtov Torah Shebal Peh, that from the day that they started writing down the Torah Shebal Peh, from when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi organized and wrote down the Mishnah, and Ravina and Ravashi codified the Gemara, nisrabu sforim harbe mo'id bo'ilam. There are thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of sforim in the world. Because without it, it wouldn't be enough. Without all of those sforim, the Jewish people would not be able to have the clarity that they need, you know, in understanding what Hashem really wants. Bifrat shebechol pam nismatin halavavois v'nechlosh nadeis, especially since, as the generations progress, our hearts become weaker, and our brains become weaker. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinus Allah, as the Gemara says, v'anan kesichsa beguda legemara. We are like a nail, you know, in the Gemara. We're tiny in comparison to what the earlier generations were. Ukemavur bechol sifrei hamechabrim, and as is explained in all the different sforim that authors have written, they've written in the introductions always that the reason I'm writing this sefer is because, unfortunately, as the generations move on, things require more and more elaboration and clarification. This is why we need many sforim all the time, new sforim being written, to explain the true intentions of our rabbis really well. Sheharif, now Rav Nosson gives us an example, as we see, that the Sheharif, Kitzer, Piske, HaGemara, Bisforov, HaGdoshim. The Rif, Rabbi Yitzchok Alfasi, who lived about 1,000 years ago, approximately, the Rif took the Gemara and he shrank it down, he shortened it dramatically to give us the psukim, the final halacha. Like, he cut out a lot of the debates and the discussions and went to try to codify, to try to start organizing the piske halachos. V'ahakach nisrabu asforim levarish levair ulefarish dvarav. Then you had rabbis who had to come along to explain the words of the Rif. Because some of the things, because he wrote it short, it could be misinterpreted, could be misunderstood. And they had to elaborate and try to clarify exactly what the Rif means here. Oy lachloik al dvarav b'mokim shelanir lem dvarav. Or to take issue with his words, to disagree with his words in certain places where they disagreed. These were rabbis of his generation who were qualified, you know, Rishonim also, who are qualified to say, the Rif says this, and I know the reason why he's saying it is because this and this and this. However, I disagree because of this and this and this. V'achakach nischabru sforim al noisei kelev shel Rif. Then other rabbis came along to explain the commentaries on the Rif. V'chein b'shar sforim, and so to all kinds of other examples of this. V'chulam tzrichim l'ho'olam ma'oid. And all of these sforim are very necessary. The Jewish people need all of these sforim. V'im lo yehoyu ela sforim, lo yehoyinu yoydemato shum din. And were it not for these sforim, we today would not know any of the laws. We would not know how to conduct ourselves. That's in the framework of halacha, you know, Gemara, those things. The same thing is true regarding Sifrei Musar, Sifrei Chassidus, those kind of things. Misrabim b'chol pam sforim kedoshim. There's constantly new sforim being cranked out. Hakol kedei levayer ulegale slanu heitev amitas hadrochim voetzois liskois lavayz Hashem isporo pemes. All with the purpose of explaining and revealing to us really clearly the true paths and the true advice that a person needs to be zeicha to serve Hashem properly. V'chol ma shemisarech hagolus yoser, and the longer that the Jewish people are in exile, bavon esen orapma, unfortunately, due to our sins, v'nismaten halavavois, and the hearts are getting smaller, the brains are getting smaller, tzrichim b'chol pam sforim harbe yoser, you need more sforim put out. Kidei levayer amitas hakavona heitev, to explain exactly what did Hashem mean. Again, the people who lived 500 years ago, you told them this, it was enough. They knew exactly. But today, you got to spell it out even more clearly and more clearly, because our brains are not on the level of the rabbis of 400 years ago, the Ari HaKadosh, the tzaddikim from them. Leshaber maslo isavel, to smash all the forces that try to get people to do the wrong thing. Lohoitzi mi libon shel hatoyim vakoifrim, and to show clearly that how we disagree with those who are mistaken, with those who deny faith in Hashem and faith in tzaddikim, shelo yuchlu lahafoich lahatois menem eschas Hashem, so that they shouldn't be able to twist the words of the Torah and listen to and convince people that they're interpreting the Torah the right way, their interpretation is correct. Al kein, therefore, Biravois Hayomim, as the years continued, Sheroa Shemizbora Shagolos Mizgaber Beyoser, and Hashem saw that the Golos, the exile, is getting more and more difficult for the Jewish people. Vahalavois, Vahalavois Nismatin Moid Moid, and people's intelligence is getting smaller and smaller. Utsrichin Sforim Harbe Moid, and the Jewish people are going to need a lot of Sforim. And Hashem knew that if people are going to be working with pen and paper, there ain't no way in the world they're going to be able to get it out fast enough, you know, and enough copies, you know, for everybody that needs it. Al kein chom al Hashem al amoi, Hashem had rachmonis on the Jewish people. V'sibev barachmov hanifloim v'himtzi bo'ilam chochmas meleches hatfus. And Hashem created all kinds of circumstances whereby people should discover this wisdom of printing, this knowledge of how to print, using the metal letters how they first did it, you know. Kidei sheyisrabu sforim harbe boilam, said they'll be able to crank out hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of sforim into the world. Ki kefi ribui hasforim shel elu adoirois, loy hoye efshir lekosvan b'shum oifen. Because according to how many sforim are needed in our times, there ain't no way in the world anybody could have written this, you know, by hand or anything like that. Ube'emes onu tzrichim kulam. Rab Nosson Zal keeps reiterating it because this is one of the principles of Orthodox Jewry and of Orthodox Judaism. And there are many people who get this wrong. There are many religious Jews who make fun of Sforim. Another book came out. Another. What kind of art scroll? There are people on all the different levels of the spectrum. There are modern people and there are very super religious people. Some of these guys make fun of their bull and these make fun of their. Why do we need all of that? Ridiculous. Overloading us with so much. Who needs all of that? The religion could be much. You have 10 commandments. You know, what do you need more? It's more than enough. Or 613 commandments. Who needs a shas, 20 volumes and a shulchanah and a, you know, all of that? But Rav Nosson Zal, and again, we have that already. Who needs the Hasidim to come along and add their package to the picture? Every rabbi writing out his Hasidim. Rav Nosson Zal is saying that we believe be'emunah shleima, that every single one of these forms is necessary. It fulfills a function, and sometimes what works for you doesn't work for him. Sometimes you're going to read this message in a certain type of sefer, and if he reads the same sefer, it doesn't grab him. He reads 2-3 pages, puts it, it's not for me. I can't, that style of writing is not for me, period. What can I do? And for him, it works perfectly. It's magic. We find this throughout Klal Yisrael, no question about it. Ki bevadai yef shelonu ato leida dine hatoira al burion kiim kishe. Because today it would definitely be impossible for us to know all the laws clearly and properly, kiyim kishiyeh lanu sifrei hashas, impirish rashi, v'toisves, umarsho, v'shar meforshim, v'sifrei horifim, kol hapirushim, v'sifrei horosh, v'horambam, v'noisei kelov, v'hatur, umeforshov, v'sifrei achroinim, habet yosef, v'horamo, v'noisei kleim, v'sifrei shailis u'tshuvois. It would be impossible for the Jews today to fulfill the Torah properly unless you have all of these sforim put into writing already. Shebechol elu mishtamshim hagedolim b'sifrei tshuvoseim kishroitzim levar lanu dinamiti. Because the rabbis of today, or the rabbis of the recent generations, when somebody writes them a question, somebody in Cleveland, Ohio, writes a question to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, who's living in Lower East Side of New York, and he says to him, Rabbi, what do I do in this situation? And he writes a question that's four lines. The rabbi writes back 10 pages, showing him how this question originates in the Gemara, even though he's writing a question about a microwave oven. Now, in the Gemara, they didn't have no ovens, they didn't have no microwave. What are you talking about, you know? And yet the rabbi shows him how the question you're asking, I'll show you how we trace it from the Chumash into the Gemara, into the Rishonim, into the Achronim, and I'll show you how, based on the different rules that they've given us, exactly how we apply that to your current situation. How a microwave fits into this situation, and in the wintertime, and because you're living outside of Israel, and because it... Therefore, the law is such and such and such. The rabbi had to use the riff and the rush and what this one says over here and that one says over there to put together a picture, a beautiful work of art, where the person what comes out knowing exactly what he's supposed to be doing in his situation. Ubelode kol ha-sforim anal, and without all those sforim, v'yoyser mehem, and more than those sforim, Yefsher ato levarer hadin lamitosoi. It's impossible. It would be impossible to clarify the din to its perfection. That's why you find could be. That's why you have today. Again, Hashem is giving us newer and newer technology. That the best rabbis in the olden days had 100 sforim, 200 sforim. Today you have this little toy. You have the little computer, and you buy the little CD or the thing, and you put it on, and it has 35,000 sforim on it. And you put in the word, tanur, and it'll give you every single thing written in every single sefer on oven. If you want to study, you need to study the topic of an oven. Because again, as the world becomes more complex, you need to be able to employ, the rabbis are writing out new sforim and new sforim, how to deal with all the situations. And the rav, who needs to address the question, has to have all of these tools at hand. He's got to have all the sforim available. And again, sforim, take him 100 years just to carry them. No. You push the button and you say this word and suddenly it'll show you where in these 35,000 books, every reference in these. So now I have 200 pages. Now in those 200 pages, I look for exactly what I need and I come up with the right solution. V'chein bedarkei eitzois u'musar b'avodas Hashem. The same thing is true regarding serving, knowing how to serve Hashem, not just the technical halacha, the musar, the yiras shamayim, those things, and the advice that a person needs, how to deal with their evil desires and all the confusion and everything. Shetzrichim kol sifrei hamedroshim uperusheim. We need all the different medroshim that tells us the stories of tzaddikim, all of them, you know, each one filling in different pieces. And their commentaries. The Sifrei HaZohar HaKodesh, the Kisvei HaArizal, the Reishis Chochma, the Chulo, all of them. Al Kain, therefore, Mayokru Chazdei Hashem Yisborach, how wonderful, how precious is Hashem's kindness. Asher Chomal Aleinu, that He had pity on us, V'nosan Lanu Meleches Hatfus, and He gave us this gift, this wisdom of printing and publishing. This is what makes it possible to produce many sforim and to be able to buy them for cheap, inexpensive. And there are many, every single city has libraries and each and every individual person. And this is what ensures that the Torah remains with us even now, even after we're in exile for thousands of years, and we're so far removed from Moshe Rabbeinu and from... Still, we have it all. We have the Torah in our hands. Ki kishakoyz fin Torah shabal peretz richin lichtoiv harbei ma'oid kedei levayir hoem eslamitoi. Because when you're writing down the oral Torah, boy, how much you have to write. We know, for example, people who transcribe a shiur. When a rabbi gives a shiur, a 45-minute shiur, and somebody wants to transcribe that, you have 100 pages. You can't believe your eyes. Like how fast the person speaks. And when you want to put that into writing, how many words it takes and everything. So here again, when we're talking about the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the details of Judaism, to put that into writing, you need a lot of books. And as the generations get weaker in knowledge, in holiness and everything, Tzrichim levayir yoiser, things have to be explained even more. Utzrichim laharbois besvarim kadosh miyoser, and we need more holy books. Ukamashikosav Rabbeinuzal, as Rabbeinuzal writes about this in Torah Samach Aleph, in Likut Imran. Shekvar yesh harbei svarim, there, Rabbeinuzal was writing during his time. He was saying there are many svarim, v'oid atzidin liyois harbei svarim, and there are going to be many, many more svarim. V'chulam tzrichim l'ha'olam ma'oid. And all of them are very necessary for the world. V'osur l'halig al echot mehem. And a Jew is not allowed to make fun of any of them. V'zeh shekosu v'yoyser mehem obni. Hi zoher asois svarim harbe ein keitz. This is why Koheles writes towards the end that more than everything I'm telling you here, my son, make sure to produce many svarim, unlimited, ein keitz, infinite. Upirish Rashi Kodesh says there, yoiser mima shanichtav, more than what's been written. Meaning, he zoher lekaim divrei chachamim bal peh, be careful to fulfill the words of the chachamim that were given over bal peh. Ve'im toimar lo malo nechtavu, and if you might ask, one second, why didn't they write it down? The answer is, asoy sforim harbe ein keitz. Because producing many sforim, infinite. Imbonu lichtoiv lo yispaknu. Because if we're going to try to write everything down, we ain't going to finish. It's impossible. Hainu kanal. Shedvorim shebal peh, im roitzim lechosvon tzrichim lichtoiv harbe moid kanal. The Torah shebal peh, if you want to write it, you got to do a lot of writing. Alkein hu chesed godoil meleches hatfus. Therefore, this is an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem. The wisdom of printing, the printing press, which is shaydeze yecholin lahatfus svarim harbe moy. That's what helps us be able to crank out many svarim. Shaydeze loytishtaka hatoyra miYisrael. And this is what guarantees that the Torah will not be forgotten. As we see today, look what's going on today. Look, Bali Ayin Hara today at men, women, and children. Bali Ayin Hara, you know, if you read just the Orthodox publications, in our house we get this thing called Mishpacha once a week. And you look there every week, they're advertising 20 new books. And now it's a week before Shavuos, our Art Scroll is advertising its 60 books on Shavuos. Just on Shavuos alone, the 60 books that they put out the past 20. And this, and then right on the next, right next to Art Scroll is Israel Publishing, who's got his 22 books on Shavuos. It's awesome. And there are people who might say, crazy, ridiculous. Not crazy, not ridiculous. Because every single Jew is different. And every single person needs something different. It, as long as it's written kosher by people who are qualified, people who know the Torah, know how to interpret it correctly, if this book is going to reach this person, and this book won't. And what's written in Hebrew, today you have a majority of the Jewish people who can't read Hebrew. So what do you say? Cut them out of Judaism? That they're not part of Judaism? Tough luck. Go to yeshiva. I don't care if you're 40 years old. I don't care if you're 50 years old and you have 12 kids and you got to support a family. Tough luck. Close your business. Go to yeshiva and start learning Aleph Beis. Can't do that. So we need it in Lashon Kodesh. We need it in English and in French. And we need all of these so that the Torah will not be forgotten from all of Klal Yisrael. Any Jew that wants to be connected can plug in.